Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 176. Today's topic is this: getting your local citations and your map listings ready for opening of a new business. So this is the continuation in our multi-part series of marketing a business from scratch. And in this particular case, we're using a childcare center as a business from scratch. Now, you're still, let's call it, 6 months out from opening. All the stuff that we've been working on over the last couple of weeks or these different episodes has been more of the fundamentals. So getting your CRM set up, getting some tracking in place, writing the content for your new website, putting together your month-by-month opening plan, and getting some branding done, building your story, picking a name, personas, all of that good stuff. So I believe it's been 2 weeks or just over 2 weeks, like 15 different steps and 15 different episodes. But now we're getting more into the content of how do you then start to really drive those eyeballs? How do you start to get the attention? How do we generate leads of parents that are interested in potentially enrolling in this new childcare center? So one of the first exercises and things that I like to do that isn't necessarily going to provide an influx of leads initially until you're actually physically opened and you start to get a little bit more activity on social media where people are talking about your location. But this is one of those tactics that is definitely needed. So your local citations are the map listings and the various listings that say where your business is located, what times you're open, has a link to your website, talks about your products or services. And one of the things that you definitely want to do before a new center is opened is you want to make sure you get out there and start to claim all of your map listings. So the Google map listing is the one that is the most commonly claimed. And you can claim that by going to Google and just typing in Google My Business, and it then will allow you to request a postcard verification. So the asterisk here is that you need some way. So you've got to make sure that you have some kind of mailbox or some kind of way for that postcard to get delivered. So if you were building a center from scratch, you've got to make sure that you're working with the town or the city so that they know that it's a recognized address and all of that stuff. Because I will tell you that time and time and time again, I have seen this whole fiasco of a new center opening up and families going to Google and typing in the name of the center and they cannot find any information. And that usually ends up being because the center didn't think about doing the listings, or they just had an issue of actually getting those postcards sent out. And usually that's if it's a brand new location or if you bought some land or something like that and it wasn't fully recognizable just yet in terms of like they weren't delivering to that area. There's a lot of variables. But you want to go through and start to claim these different listings. So I like to do them manually. And the Google My Business listing is the first one. But then if you start to think about it, think about all the other places that you can go and start to set up these listings, or the technical phrase is citation. So you can go to Yelp, you can go to Bing, Yahoo, your Facebook listing on your social media page. And you want to make sure that all of these are consistent. Because if they're not consistent, what's going to end up happening is that if one of them kind of gets out of whack, so maybe one of your listings says you're open at 9 a.m. and the other listing says you're open at 6 a.m. to start taking families, and then all of a sudden everything is updated to 9 a.m. because the different citations think that 9 a.m. was right, but you're real, it's really 6, it really ends up becoming a nightmare. You definitely want to make sure that you have all of that consistency. So a couple other ones, Instagram, Foursquare, Waze, MapQuest, Apple has map listings, AOL has map listings, Around Me, and there's about 150 other ones that I guess could be considered top tier. Now, the good news is there are software tools that you can use. Yext.com is one of the tools that we've used in the past. And it, depending on different factors, I mean, the monthly investment isn't overly steep. And that will allow you to basically put all of your details in once. And then it will populate all of that data out to all of the different relevant citations. Now, the other piece to this equation is that this is definitely a good strategy for search engine optimization. So not only do I want to make sure that you're ranking well in the map listings for your different, or across these different locations, essentially, but if there are particular citations, so like parent websites, I'm in Buffalo, New York. So if I was opening up a center in Buffalo, New York, do I want to get a listing on buffalo.com or buffalomoms.com? So you can start to look at, are there other tertiary websites that offer citations? So kind of like the Chamber of Commerce, they offer a citation on the chamberofcommerce.com. So as you start to look at these, you want to look and see, are there other places that are industry related back to you? So if I was opening up a childcare center, I would want to make sure that I'm not putting a listing on ubereats.com or allergyeats.com or one of those, or, I mean, TripAdvisor. Like, why would you try and get a citation on one of those? It's going to only confuse the search engines and continue to confuse the people that are actually going to be looking at enrolling in your center. So step one is you want to make sure you focus on the Google listing first and make sure you get that postcard requested and then go through the verification. That'll provide a number for you that you go, and then you can essentially verify that, yes, that you are that particular business. Step two is, my suggestion is to, at the very least, go in and start setting up the main ones on those top tier sites. Again, like Foursquare, Instagram, Facebook, Apple, different sites like that, Yahoo, Yelp, and or look at leveraging a software tool like Yext.com, which will help you out. And then finally, you want to start claiming the different citations that are more local and specific to your area. What this will do is it'll give you ample time to get on these websites, because some of these take a couple of months for you to get listed. So it'll give you plenty of time to get listed, start to gain some clout in the search engines, and by the time you get closer to opening, you'll have some really good rankings. Tune back in here to the next episode for the continuation. Thank you, as always, for joining and signing in. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See you back here tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.